Hi, Prince Hans.
阿门。奉主耶稣圣名聚会。
In the name of Jesus Christ, we commence the service.
唱诗第九首。
Please sing hymn number 9.
We're
going to pray for this morning's service.
求主亲自带领今天早上的聚会。
Again, may the Lord guide this morning's service.
求主开启我们个人的心窍，能明白圣经真理的奥秘。
May the Lord open our hearts so we can all comprehend and understand the mystery of the Bible.
使我们个人都在信仰上得到更多的造就。
So we can all be edified.
一起祷告。
Let's all pray together one accord.
奉主耶。今天早上我们要学习的是罗马书的第十章。
This morning we'll study chapter 10 of the epistle to the Romans.
第十章分成三段。
Chapter 10 is divided into three sections.
第一段是从一节到第十节。
Section 1 is from verse 1 to 10.
因信称义的必要。
The necessity of justification by faith.
第一小段是一节到第十五节，律法的总结。
The first subsection is from verse 1 to verse 4, which is the end of the law or the conclusion of the law.
现在看第一节。
Let's read verse 1 of chapter 10.
弟兄们，我心里所愿的，向神所求的，是为以色列人得救。这个保罗很挂心他的同胞不能得救。
Paul shows his concern to the salvation of his kinsmen.
在第九章的前面就谈到了，为了他的骨肉诸亲的得救，他助理灭亡都甘愿。
Even in chapter 9, he mentioned that he rather be cursed for exchange of the salvation of his brothers.
他的同胞爱恕很强烈的。
He has a very strong and shows deep concern to the salvation of his kinsmen.
因为我们教是从中国兴起，所以我们各国好多的华人在归入我们的教会。
The True Jesus Church was originally established in China. Therefore, therefore a lot of Chinese in different foreign countries.
当时的犹太人分散在世界很多国家、很多城市。
Also, the Jews have scattered in different countries as well.
每一个城市都有他们犹太教的教堂。
There are synagogues in different cities.
所以保罗到一个城市，第一步就先踏进犹大教会堂，向犹太人传福音。
So when Paul arrived at a new city, the first thing he did is to visit a synagogue and preach to the local Jews.
他虽然蒙选召是做外邦使徒，但他没忘记他的同胞的得救。
Although his mission was to spread the gospel to be the disciple of the Gentile, still he did not neglect his own people.
我们今天中国人分了数的各国都有我们的华人。
Also Chinese live in different countries.
那我们也应当向各地的华人传我们教的信仰。
We all preach the gospel to the local Chinese.
然后由各地的华人
or the Asians
传闻给当地的白人。
Then the local Chinese may preach the gospel to the local Caucasians.
因为世界各国的华人有的在当地已经居留两代三代。
The local Chinese have been living in the countries for several generations.
语言没有问题。
They have no problem in communication.
西方人的不同文化背景也很清楚。
They are also very familiar with the local culture.
所以由华人传给他的同学、亲戚、朋友，这些白人应当是比较容易，因为距离比较接近。
It's very easy to preach to the local people with the same culture and background.
第二节保罗说，我可以证明他们向神有热心，但不是按着真知识。这里谈到以色列人拜神是很热心的。
It says in here that the Israelites are zeal for God.
这个是有传统，从亚伯拉罕开始，他们每一代人都非常敬畏神。
Since the time of Abraham, in each generation, they worship God very diligently.
但是保罗说他们不是按照真知识敬拜神。
However, Paul mentioned that, but not according to knowledge.
旧约好多预言基督要成就的成全的救恩。
In the Old Testament, there are numerous places recorded.Christ will fulfill the salvation.
保罗所说因为称的道理就已经有根据了。
And what Paul quoted can be traced in the Old Testament.
但他们看不懂。
They did not comprehend.
保罗在信主以前也是看不懂。
Prior to conversion, Paul also did not fully understand the teachings in the Old Testament.
他是法利赛人。
He was a Pharisee.
很熟悉旧约圣经。
He was very knowledgeable in the Old Testament.
但旧约圣经好多基督要成了救恩，他竟然看不懂。
As I just said, many of the prophecies regarding Christ, he could not comprehend.
现在就到处抓律师去定罪。
He arrested and put on charge on the Christians.
后来主要用强光照他。
Once Jesus Christ shone upon him with a light,
眼睛瞎了,
and he was blind.
耶稣问你怎么逼迫?
So Jesus asked him, "Why do you persecute me?"
他主啊，你是谁?
And he asked, "Lord, who are you?"
他说, 我是你所逼迫的耶稣。
And Jesus says that I am Jesus whom you persecuted.
就是保罗才说耶稣我是真的。
Then Paul realized Jesus Christ is God.
虽然他的眼睛瞎了，可是他心眼突然明亮。
Although Paul was blind and his heart, the eye of his heart was opened.
他在看见耶稣就是基督，就是救主。
And he finally learned that Jesus Christ is indeed the Savior.
然后亚尼亚你按手在头上，让他被神充满。
So when Ananias laid hand on him, he was filled with the Holy Spirit.
他的肉眼又可以看得见。
So his naked eyes could be opened again.
然后他回头去看周围，越看越清楚。
When he tried to restudy the Old Testament, and finally he could understand.
新约有27卷，他写的书信，就是13卷的圣经是他写的。
Among all the 27 New Testament, about 13 epistles were written by Paul.
每次他提到旧约圣经的时候，就说经上说，然后给了个新约的观念，
In many of the epistles, he said, as written in the scripture, meaning that he referred to the Old Testament and tried to elaborate in the New Testament concept. And the New Testament served as a footnote of the Old Testament.
不但是保罗, 连主耶稣, 还有别的门徒都有这个习惯, 常常说, 经上说, 经上记得说, 都是在解释旧约的预言的, 或者有灵异的道理。
Including Jesus Christ and other apostles always quote Old Testament biblical verses.
可见有神的灵启示才能够明白圣灵的奥秘。
So only one is revealed by the Holy Spirit, otherwise it's impossible for him to understand the essence of the scripture.
今天的基督教历史已经几百年。
Christianity has several hundred years of history.
如果从天主教算起已经一千几百年。
The Catholic Church has more than 1,000 years of history.
天主教好多神学家。
In Catholic churches, there are a lot of theologists.
一般基督教也是一样，好多神学家。
Also, in the field of Christianity, there are a lot of theologists.
他们写的书很多。
They publish a lot of books.
当然，他们写的也有对的，不就全部错了。
Of course, they also make correct. Comments,
但错的也不少,
but they make a lot of mistakes.
尤其基本信仰怎么行才得救，他们完全错了。
Especially in the common faith, dealing with the method of salvation, they are wrong.
最重要的是怎么信，怎么行才得救，这个他很多时候写错了。
Especially how the person can be saved, they gave wrong instructions.
他们有的时候很热心传福音。
Of course, many of them were very zealous in preaching the gospel.
很多宣教书到没有开发地方，好像印度、非洲去传福音。
Many of the evangelists sent to the rural areas like India or Africa to preach.
早期英国有些宣教书到非洲去，被当地的原住民杀掉。
And some of the English evangelists were killed in Africa by the natives.
但他们以后还有人敢接着下去。
And continuously, they still have the courage to continue to preach.
后来，传教堂建立起来。
And the gospel was finally spreaded, so the churches were built.
所以他们里面也有不少虔诚的基督徒。
Of course, among which there were very faithful believers.
他们爱神爱人，他们为传福音非常的热心积极。
They love God and love men. They are very zeal, very enthusiastic in preaching the gospel.
可就不按照真知识。
Unfortunately, they did not preach according to the truth.
不是故意要把福音传错。
They did not purposely preach the wrong doctrines.
没有人故意要把福音传错的。
Nobody has purposely preached the wrong gospel.
因为他是接受了错的教导。
The problem is they received the wrong teachings.
一代传下来,
and so the wrong teachings was passed from generation to generation.
这个是历史造成的错误,
and it's caused by history.
那因为没有圣灵的教导, 所以他们不明白他们传的信念是错的。
So without the guidance and the instruction of the Holy Spirit, they did not realize what they preached was wrong.
犹太人因为 没有圣灵的启示, 所以不明白旧约好多预言基督要成就救恩。
The Jews was not revealed by the Holy Spirit, so they did not understand Jesus Christ actually fulfilled the salvation.
保罗已经明白。
Paul had comprehended.
所以他感觉有责任去传给他的同胞。
And then he had the responsibility to preach the gospel to his kinsmen.
今天一般基督教除恩传错，基本信仰传错。 也不是故意的，因为没有神的教导，所以没有办法按照真意来了解神的话。
But the same token, the modern churches are without the guidance of the Holy Spirit, they preach the wrong gospel.
我们有圣灵启示，我们明白他们错了。
In the truth's church, we were revealed by the Holy Spirit, so we know they preach the wrong gospel.
我们知道他们错在哪里。
And we know what the mistakes they have made.
我们知道怎么样才对。
So we know what is right and what is wrong.
所以我们就责任把我们认为对的传给他们。
So it is also our responsibility to preach the true gospel to them.
我们跟一般基督教传福音时候，我们不要说你们如何，我们如何，这种话他很难接受。
We shouldn't point out our mistakes directly.
不是你们我们的问题。
We shouldn't say that it's you are wrong, we are right.
不是教派争论的问题。
It is not an argument between the denomination.
看圣经怎么讲。
We always have to refer to the Bible.
除了数据，马六改革运动时候，他讲一句话很好。马丁路德改革运动时候讲一句话很好。
When during the Reformation, Martin Luther make a very good statement.
他归回圣经。
Return to the Bible.
因为基督教已经，天主教已经离开圣经了。
Since the Catholic teachings were astray from the biblical teachings.
所以十六世纪基督教兴起的时候，他的任务就要归回圣经。
During the race of the Christian churches in the 16th century, one of the important tasks was to return to the Bible.
但他们并没有完全归回圣经。
Unfortunately, they did not return to the Bible completely.
因为没有圣灵的启示。
Since without the revelation of the Holy Spirit.
我们才真正归回圣经。
And the true church actually returned to the Bible.
所以我们跟一般教会谈到说，我们不要说你们如何，我们如何。我们要告诉他圣经怎么讲。
Therefore, when we preach to the other denomination, we should always tell them what the Bible tells us.
凡事根据圣经，这个是很客观的。
We do everything in accordance to the Bible, then we can make objective statement.
也是很公平的。
And it is also fair.
不给他感觉我们是有排他，很强的排他性。
We do not give the people's impression that we try to deny them and to reject them.
我们信仰跟他不同。
We have a different belief.
所以他们说我们是异端。
And they treated us as heathen.
其实不是异端，是异己，异己就跟他不同。
And it's because we have different beliefs.
异己不等异端。
It doesn't mean that we preach the wrong gospel.
跟圣经抵触他的异端。
And is anything that against the teaching of the Bible is considered as hidden?
我们所信的有些根据，这个不是异端。
We believe everything in accordance to the Bible.
他们所传所信很多违背圣经，他们才是异端。
A lot of the time they preach the wrong gospels, they are considered as hidden.
但我们也不说他们异端，因为这种异端的话很难接受的。
We do not, we shouldn't criticize them. It's very hard for them to accept.
所以我们可以很客观的根据圣经告诉他。圣经怎么讲，我们该怎么去接受圣经的话。
We should preach to them in a very objective manner.
这个第十章的第三节。
Verse 3 of chapter 10.
因为不知道神的义，想立罪义，就不服神的义了。他们不晓得神的义，神义是恩典的义，他们不知道义是从神那边来的。神认为你是义人，你是义人。
They do not understand, they do not understand about God's righteousness. Actually, God makes a standard. Who is the righteous one?
他想立主的义，就是想自己去遵行律法，去行义，让神肯定你是义人，这是他们想法。
They thought that they can be righteous by practicing the law.
因为这样叫不服神的义，不服就是说不接受、拒绝神的义。
And they refuse to accept God's righteousness.
他们想靠自己努力去追求律法的义，被神肯定，而不想接受神白白给他们恩典的义，他们拒绝了。
They try to pursue for the righteousness of the law and refuse to accept the grace given by God.
然后第四节律法的总结就是基督，这里谈了律法的总结，就是律法的结论，律法的终极者。叫做耶稣基督。
For Christ is the end of the law for righteousness to everyone who believes.
所以基督出现，律法就画一个句点。
When Christ appears, that is an end of the law.
律法上记着好多的宗的仪式，都是预表基督救恩的。
A lot of righteous law recorded in the old scripture prefigures Jesus Christ.
旧约的好多先知都预言基督救恩的。
A lot of prophets prophesies the salvation of Christ.
所以基督是新旧圣经的主，这个中心人物。
Jesus Christ is the main character in the Old Testament and also in the New Testament.
旧约所有的预言、所有的预表、灵异、都是以基督为焦点。
And all the prophecies and prefigurations focus in the Old Testament focus on Jesus Christ.
所以基督是立法的总结者，基督是立法的总结，他的结论。
So
用基督来做一个完成一个据点。
So for Christ is the end of the law, and He fulfills and concludes the law.
使凡信他的都得到义，信了耶稣就会被神称义，就神的恩典的义。
So the second portion of verse 4, for righteousness to everyone who believes.
第五节到第十节是第二小段，出于信心的义。
verse 5 to 10 is the second subsection, righteousness through faith, or righteousness from faith.
第五节，摩西写着说，人若行那出于律法的义。 就必因此活着，这里谈到，如果你行了义，就会活着；你违背律法，就被处刑。
So Moses writes about the righteousness which is the law. The man who does those things shall live by them.
律法书的常常违背律法的，用石头打死。
During the time of law, any violation of the law can be executed.
如果你
can be stoned to death.
如果你能够遵守律法的义，这样你就会活着。
If you observe the righteousness of the law, you may live.
但是从摩西到耶稣这一段1500年的期间，犹太人每个时代都没有办法完全满足律法要求。
But from the Moses' time until the time of Jesus, for more than 1,000 years, no Jews could observe the law completely.
保罗是一个代表人物。
And Paul is a classical example.
在罗马书7章里面，他讲很清楚。
He said it very clearly in Romans chapter 7.
他想行律法的义，想行善，行不出来。
He tried to practice the righteousness of the law and tried to do the good things, and it's impossible.
他不想作恶，偏偏要去作恶。
And the sin he doesn't commit, and yet he did it.
他说，如果去做的是我不要做的恶，不是我做，是里面的罪做的。
It's not because the sin inside me wanted me to do.
然后他很痛苦,
and he was very sorrowful.
他绝望了,
and he was hopeless.
在绝望当中，突然得到耶稣的选召,
and suddenly he was suddenly he was chosen by Jesus.
在黑暗中看到光明,
in darkness and he saw the bright light.
在绝望中发现一个新的光明。
When he was hopeless and he saw the bright future.
有一个新的希望,
and he has a new hope.
所以他就说, 人称义不是因着律法，是因着神的恩典白白临到你的身上。
So man is justified not by the law, is to receive the grace from God freely.
第六节说, 唯有出于信的义如主说, 你不要心里说谁要升到天上去呢? 就是要领下基督来。第七节，谁要下到阴间去呢？就是要领基督从死里上来。这里谈到信心的义跟行为的义不同。
The righteousness of faith are different from the righteousness of deeds or works.
谁要升到天上去把基督领下来呢？不需要，自己基督自己下来了。
And who will ascend into heaven? It's actually not necessary. Christ came down from heaven, from above.
谁要下阴间把基督领上来呢？不需要，他自己复活了。
And who will descend into the abyss? Actually, it's unnecessary. Jesus Christ has resurrected.
就是该做的基督都已经完成了。
In another word, Christ has accomplished his mission.
我们现在主要信他，就可以得到神的义。
As long as we believe in him, we will receive his righteousness.
And
abides in here does not refer to the hell.
在旧圣经有所说的阴间是讲墓地, 就是死的要去的地方, 而不是地狱那个阴间。
Abides in the Old Testament often refer to the graveyard.
看创世纪37章。
Let's refer to the book of Genesis.
创世纪37章,
chapter 37,
35节,
verse 35.
创世纪37章35节,
Genesis chapter 37, verse 35.
他的儿女多起来安慰他，他却不肯说安慰，说我必憋走下阴间到儿子那里。约瑟的父亲就为他哀哭。约瑟被哥哥陷害，卖给人去当奴隶。
Joseph was sold to Egypt by his brother.
然后撕破了耶稣的衣服，沾了兽的血，带回去给他父亲认，是不是你儿子的衣服呢？
They tore his tunic and dip a tunic in the blood, showing to the father that showing the father that whether it is your son's tunic or not.
也够看到耶稣衣服撕破了，而且有兽的血，以为是。
Joseph recognized it, and he thought Joseph was devoured by a wild beast.
他就大哭说：“我必悲哀走下阴间，到儿子那里。”
And he cried out loudly at it and says that, "For I shall go down into the grave to my son in the morning."
这里阴间不住地，因为雅各有信心，约瑟有信心，怎么可能到地狱去呢？
And both Joseph and Jacob had faith. How could they go to Hades? In the English translation, it used the word grave instead of Hades.
就是墓地，死人要去的幽冥的地方。
So this is actually referred to the graveyard, a dark place, so not necessarily referring to the hell or the Hades.
看回来罗马书第十章,
let's refer to Romans chapter 10.
刚刚所看的第六节,
let's refer again verse 6.
主耶稣自己从天上下来，我们不必升天把他领下来。
Jesus Christ came down from heaven, we don't have to bring him down.
第七节, 主耶稣自己从墓里复活。
Jesus Christ also rise up from the grave.
我们不必下墓地把他领出来。
We do not have to take him out of the grave.
该做的神都做好，我们现在主要信就可以，其他什么都不必这个做什么。
Again, as I just said, Jesus Christ has completed his mission. We don't have to do anything but just simply receive his grace.
保罗这一句话是引证《申命记》35章那一句话。
Actually, Paul. Try to refer to Deuteronomy chapter 30.
申命记30章的第11节.
Verse 11.
申命记30章11节到14节.
Verse 11 to 14.
三十章十一节。
Yeah, Deuteronomy chapter 30 verse 11.
我今日所恨怒你的诫命，不是你难行的，也不是离你远的。十二节，不是在天上使你说谁替我们上天取下来，使我们听见可以遵行呢？十三节，也不是在海外使你说谁替我们过海取他来。 使我们天天可以遵行呢？14节，这话却离你甚近，就在你口中，在你心里，使你可以遵行。这一段就讲诫命。This
passage refers to the commandment.
那诫命是神的话。A
commandment is the word of God.
耶稣基督就是神，成为咱的救主。Jesus
Christ is God, and he came to the world as the Savior.
保罗引证这段圣经，就把这个诫命。 解读为基督也可以，因为基督是神，成为人来的救主。
So Paul referred to the commandment as Jesus, which is also very appropriate.
诫命是神的话。
And commandment is the words of God.
保罗告诉他们说，要被神称义很容易的，主要你信主你就被称义。
So Paul tells the believers that it's very easy to be justified as long as you believe in Christ.
看回来罗马书第十章第八节。
Let's refer to Romans chapter 10 verse 8.
他到底怎么说呢？他说。 这道离你不远，在你口里，在你心里。这一段刚刚《申命记》已经看过了。
We have just read the same verse in Deuteronomy chapter 30.
说，就是我们所传信主的道啊，这个道就是信主的道。That
is the word of faith which we preach.
本来是讲诫命，诫命神的话，神的道也是神的话。
The commandment of God is also the words of God.
再来就是第十一。 第九节，看第九节到第十节。
Let's refer now to verse 9 and 10.
你若口里认耶稣为主，心里信神，叫他从此复活，就必得救。第十五节，因为人心里相信就可以称义，口里承认就可以得救啊。这两节圣经一般基督徒常常拿来证明受洗跟得救没有关系。
Actually, nearly all of the other denominations quote these two verses by saying that it is not necessary to be baptized in order to receive salvation.
他们说这里讲只有你心里相信耶稣的救主，口里承认，你就会称义，就得救，没有讲心里。
They argue that if you confess with the mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. Therefore, water baptism is not even mentioned here.
也没有讲守安息日。
And nor keeping the Sabbath.
也没有讲被圣充满。
Not to be filled with the Holy Spirit.
只有讲心信口认，你就称义得救了。其他什么都没有谈到。
As long as you confess with your mouth and believe in Jesus, you will be saved.
我们也会问他，这里没有讲悔改，难道不必悔改吗？
We can also ask them, in here it doesn't mention about confession, that doesn't mean that we don't have to confess.
他一定说要悔改。
Of course, they will say that, well, thou shalt confess.
因为一般教会很普遍说，你要悔改信主，你就得救。
It's very commonly, from other denominations saying that you have to confess.
所以悔改是不能免的。
So confession is unavoidable.
但我们说这里没有讲悔改啊。
But in these two verses, nowhere mentioned about confession.
他说这里没有别的有啊。
And they say that, well, the other places, confession is mentioned in other places.
我们等他讲这句话。
So we wait for them to make such statement, confession.
你很聪明。
You are very, very smart.
你能够说这里没有别的有，你很聪明。
Can you say that in a repentance is quoted in some other places, and why not, why not?The water baptism.
这里没有是省略，不是等于不需要。
It's not mentioned here. Doesn't mean that it's not necessary, you know, to practice.
那为什么这里不讲悔改呢？
Why these two verses mention nothing about repentance?
因为悔改是信的方法。
Because repentance is one of the ways to believe. Is part of the process to believe in Christ.
洗礼也是信的方法。
Water baptism is another step.
这里没有讲方法。
In here, no method is mentioned.
这里只有讲口里认耶稣为主。
In here, it only mentions that if you confess with your mouth.
就是信仰的对象。
And who is the object that you worship?
你信谁呢？信耶稣。
And who do you believe? Of course, Jesus Christ.
那你信什么呢？
And what do you believe?
信他死里复活。
And you believe he has raised from the dead.
这两件有绝对关系。
These two are closely related.
因为基督复活才能成为救主。
The resurrection of Jesus Christ make him to be the Savior.
所以要信耶稣从此复活。
Therefore, we have to believe the resurrection of the Christ.
口里认耶稣为主是信仰对象。
And of course, we confess with our mouths is to acknowledge Jesus is the person to whom we worship.
心里信耶稣从此复活，就讲信仰内容。
We believe in the resurrection of Jesus Christ, meaning that this is the content of our faith.
那悔改跟受洗是信的方法，在这里被省略。
And repentance and water baptism are the processes, and they are just not mentioned here.
那为什么这里不讲信的方法，只有讲信的对象跟内容呢？
Why in these two verses only mention about about the object and the content, but the process are not mentioned.
因为第十节谈到立为总监是基督
啊，
第十五节说立为总监是基督。
And it talks about the conclusion of the law is Christ.
然后就讲基督从天上下来，又从死里复活。
And continuously it mentioned about Jesus Christ descends from heaven, and also he ascend from the dead.
前面的话题焦点放在基督。
And in the previous passage, it focused on the Christ.
很注意，九节就提到口里认耶稣是我们的主。
Of course, try to read through the context, and it is very natural to mention about one should confess with the mouth the Lord Jesus.
还有信他从此复活。
And believe in the heart that God has raised him from the dead.
因为七节说他已经复活了。
Because in verse 7, it mentioned about Jesus Christ has resurrected.
耶稣复活是使徒传福音的一个重点。
And the resurrection of Jesus Christ is the key point they used to preach.
五旬节圣灵降临时候。
On the day of Pentecost, when the Holy Spirit descended. In this very historical moment, what Peter said in the evangelical service.
他讲基督复活了。
He mentioned about the resurrection of Jesus Christ.
以那一次开始，每一次播道都提到基督复活这个事实。
And since then, in every service, in every sermon, they mentioned about the resurrection of Christ.
因为基督如果没复活，他不是救主。
And if Jesus Christ did not resurrect, he was not the Savior.
耶稣从这样对比保罗说：“你怎么逼迫？”他知道耶稣复活，他是救主。
So when the light shone upon Paul, he knew that Jesus Christ has resurrected and he is the Savior.
所以不能因为这里没有提到洗礼、救恩的洗礼不需要。
And so in these two verses, since they do not mention about the process of the matter of the water baptism, then one can argue for that is going through the water baptism is unnecessary.
也不能因为这里没有悔改、救恩的不需要悔改。
And also, the repentance is not mentioned here, then one doesn't have to repent.
圣经传播的真理，如果用两节圣经就能够解决，为什么需要写66卷这么大一本书呢？
If the truth of the entire Bible are only mentioned in these two verses, then why God had written all the 66 volume to cover in greater details?
圣经多数这里一句那里一句，然后把它抽起来成个有系统的道理。 这个是我们读圣经应该有的一个精神。
The biblical verses are found in various chapters. Therefore, we have to use the idea of concordance and try to bring them together and arrange in a more systematic and logical way to study.
圣经本来是没有什么系统。
The Bible has no system. It's not systematic.
没有某一卷某一章专门讲洗礼的。
And there's no specific chapter or specific volume dealing with water baptism.
也没有某一卷某一章专门讲受圣灵充满的。
And you do not find any specific volume dealing with the receipt of the Holy Spirit.
都是这里一句，那里一句，然后把它整理出来一个系统，成为那个问题的这个所有的道理都在那里面。
And the similar or the related verses are found in various chapters. So we have to try to reorganize them and put them in a more systematic way.
所以这两节不能涵盖所有的真理。
So these two verses do not cover the entire truth.
就是好多真理里面一部分而已。
It's only just a portion of the truth.
所以不能抓住这两节圣经就否定其他一切的圣经根据。
And one cannot just simply quote these two verses and deny all the truth recorded elsewhere.
读圣经如果这个读法是很危险的。
And if we use this way, try to study the Bible, it becomes very, very dangerous.
我们再看下面11节到15节。
Let's continue to read from verse 11 to 15.
第二段,
which is the second section.
求告主名必得救。
And those who call into the Lord will be saved.
16到18节是第一小段应心不听从福音。 16到18节。
Oh, verse 16 to 18.
有漏掉啊，十一节到十五节啊，求告主名必得救的第一小段是11到13节，求告主名的就必得救啊。
The first subsection, which is from 11 to 13, whoever calls upon the name of the Lord shall be saved.
我们看十一节。
Let's read verse 11.
经上说，凡信他的人必不至于羞愧。 就是说会得到荣耀。
It says here that whoever believes on him will not be put to shame, meaning that one will have the glory.
十二节，犹太人和新人并没有分别，因为众人同有一位主，他也获得一切，求告他的人，在新的时代，犹太已经没有特权了。
During the Old Testament time, Jew has no privilege.
所有求告神的人都会得到神的救恩，包括犹太人跟外邦人。
The same Lord, same law over all is reached to all who call upon him, meaning that even Gentile who calls upon the name of the Lord shall be saved.
十三节，因为凡求告主名的，就必得救啊！你求告主的名，相信他，你就得救。
As long as you believe in the Christ, you will be saved.
刚刚说过，这个不等于不必悔改。
It doesn't mean that one shall not repent.
也不等于不必受洗。
It doesn't mean that one doesn't have to go through the process of water baptism.
这里只有讲耶稣我们的救主。
And here they only mention about Jesus Christ is the Savior.
你求告他就得救。
As long as you call upon His name, thou shalt be saved.
那要怎么信呢？
And how do we believe in Christ?
要悔改。
And we have to repent.
要受洗。
We have to be baptized.
在你这这里被省略的。
And all these are just simply not mentioned.
十四节的数节是第六小段加美的脚中。
And verse 14 to 15 is the second subsection which refers to the beautiful footsteps.
十四节。
Verse 14.
然而人未曾信他，怎能求他呢？未曾听见他，怎能信他呢？没有传道，怎能听见呢？数节。没有奉差遣，怎能传道呢？如今的所记报福音传喜信人他们的脚中何等佳美啊！这里就谈到有人传你才能够听。
Unless someone preach to you, otherwise you have no chance to hear.
听了才懂得信。
Then you will believe.
信了才懂得求。
After you believe, you will ask.
求就得到了。
If you ask and you will receive.
所以第一步就要有人传。
The first step is someone has to preach the gospel.
然后就谈到报福音传喜信，他的脚中非常的佳美。
As stated in verse 15, how beautiful are the feet of those who preach the gospel of peace.
在以弗所的二章十七节那边说。
In Ephesians chapter 2, verse 17.
我们所信的福音叫和平福音。
The gospel we believe is called the gospel of peace.
就是我们跟神和睦。
We live in harmony with God.
我们人与人也能够和睦，好像犹太人跟外邦人本来不同血统、不同宗的信仰，因为信耶稣，他们就合为一了。
Just like the Jews and the Gentiles, because they believe in Jesus, so they can live together in harmony.
有的家庭不圆满，信了耶稣以后，大家心里面有神的话，就能够很圆满的度住。
Some disharmonic family, and after believing Jesus, they could live in greater unity.
以弗所六章十五节说，我们所信的福音成为平安福音，就是说信了耶稣会得到平安，心灵的、身体的平安都能够因着信主得到。
In other words, the gospel of peace means that one believes in Christ, he will indeed receive the true peace from God.
以弗所一章十三节说，我们所信的叫得救福音，信了耶稣可以得救到天国去。
And it is also called the gospel of salvation. Once we believe in this gospel, we will be saved.
我们借着传福音给相信人，能够全家圆满和睦。
Through preaching the gospel, that the entire family may live in harmony.
又能跟神和睦，
and
有神做依靠，他就有平安。
And also can reconcile with God, they will have peace from the Lord.
我们所说能够叫人心灵、身体都得平安。
So both physically and spiritually, we can make one person to have make someone to have peace.
又能得救。
And they can also be saved.
这个是好消息。
This is a good message.
传福音的人，他的脚中非常佳美。
Therefore, it says in the Bibles that how beautiful the feet of the preacher.
传福音不是传道人的专利，我们一般基督徒也应该参与这个工作。
Preaching gospel is not just the privilege of the pastor. It's actually the duty of every believer.
我们今天很多人信主，是因为我们的朋友、亲戚或者邻居。同学同事带我们到教会来。
The reason we become Christians is because of the preaching from the others.
圣经说这样的人的脚中很佳美，因为他给人得到属灵属的光明的祝福。
As it is written and as we just read, how beautiful are the feet of those who preach the gospel of peace, who bring good glad tidings of good things.
十六节到二十一节是第三段，以色列人的不信，圣经早就有预言了。
And verse 16 to 18.16 to 21 is the third section. Bible prophesies Israelites' disbelief.
十六节到十八节是第一小段，硬心不听从福音啊！以色列人的硬心不听福音。
verse 16 to 18 is the first subsection, hardened heart, not to believe.
看十六节。
Let's read verse 16.
主数人没有多听从福音，因为以赛亚说：“主啊，我们所传有谁信呢？”十七节。可见信道是从听道来，听道是从基督的话来。十八节。
18.
但我说人没有听见吗？成人听见了，他们声音传遍天下，他们言语道传到地极。这里谈到到处都有这些传音，但听的人不一定会相信。
In these three verses state that there are people preaching the gospel all the places, but not everybody hear the gospel and accept the truth.
这是保罗的经验。
This is the personal experience.
保罗很热心到处传福音，虽然建立不少教，但还是有人拒绝不相信。
Paul zealously preached the gospel of the places and established a lot of churches, and still a lot of people refuse to accept the gospel.
尤其犹太人很硬心拒绝福音。
Especially the Jewish, their hearts are hardened and they refuse to accept Christ.
看《使徒行传》第十三章。
Let's refer to Acts chapter 13.
第十三章的四十六节，十三章四十六节。
Verse 46。
保罗和巴拿巴放胆说：“神的道先讲给你们，原是应当的。主因你们拒绝这个道，断定这里不配得永生，我们就转向外邦人去。”保罗对犹太人说。
Paul told the Jews。
神的道先讲给你们听说应该的。
It was necessary that the word of God should be spoken to you first。
因为基督降生在犹太地。
Jesus was born in the land of Judah.
生亚伯的祖孙。
He's a descendant of Abraham.
犹太人是亚伯的祖孙，所以传福音给他们是应该的。
Jews are also the descendant of Abraham. Therefore, the gospel was preached to them first.
但因为他们拒绝这个道，所以保罗就往外邦地传福音。
But since they rejected it, therefore Paul turned to the Gentiles.
犹太人拒绝福音是福音传外邦的一个开始。
The reason why the gospel preached to the Gentile was due to the rejection of the Jews.
虽然犹太人常常拒绝福音，但是保罗到美国长寿去，还是第一步就到犹太教会堂去。
Although the Jews rejected the gospel, when Paul arrived every city or town, he first entered into a Jewish synagogue.
看《使徒行传》第十八章。
Let's refer to Acts chapter 18.
第五节。
Verse 5.
使徒行传十八章第五节。
Acts chapter 18, verse 5.
希拉和提摩太从马其顿来的时候，保罗为这个道破戒，向犹太人证明耶稣基督。第六节。
6.
他们既抗拒毁谤保罗，就躲着衣裳，说：“你们的罪归到你们自己头上，与我无干。从以后，我要往外邦那里去。”啊，这个是到了雅典的时候，哎，这个哥林多的时候所遇到的。
This they encounter in Corinth.
啊，在哥林多，保罗也向犹太传福音，但是他们拒绝，所以就要往外邦去。
And Paul also preached to the Jews, and yet they rejected. Therefore, Paul turned to the Gentiles.
看回来，罗马书第十章。
Let's refer to Romans chapter 10 again.
刚刚所看的第十六节。
Verse 16,
他说没有人听懂福音，以赛亚说：“主啊，我们所传有谁信呢？”就为时代的以赛亚先知曾经有这个经验，他所传承的话没有人相信。
Prophet Isaiah during the Old Testament time had a similar experience when he preached the word of God and people refused to listen.
保罗引证最后目的是要说犹太人真的很硬心。
Paul quoted the same verse by telling us that the hardened heart of the Jews.
就为时代这样，新的时代也是一样，硬心不听神的话。
The hardened heart of Jews was the same in the Old Testament and also in the New Testament period.
那十九到二十一节是第二小段，圣经找到预言犹太人拒绝福音。
Verse 19 to 21 is the second section. Bible has already prophesied.
但神还是怜悯他们，还是要拯救他们。
Still God has mercy upon them and try to save them.
看十九节。
Let's read verse 19.
我在说以色列人不知道吗？先有摩西说，我要用那不成主名的惹动你们的愤恨，我要用那无罪的名触动你们的怒气。这个不成主名的还有无罪的名都是讲外邦人。
And in here, it refers to the Gentiles.
外邦人不是神的主名。
The Gentiles are not the chosen one.
外邦人不明白神的话。
The Gentiles do not understand the words of God.
那神要拣选外邦人。
But God will still choose the Gentiles.
惹动犹太人愤恨。
And that the action provoked Jews' jealousy.
这个愤恨原文意思是说嫉妒啊。让外邦人信耶稣得了好多福气，让犹太人因为这样嫉妒。
Because the Gentiles received all the blessing, provoking the jealousy of the Jews.
信耶稣得了好多恩典。
When a person believes in Christ, he receives of blessings and graces.
犹太人看见了会嫉妒，为什么你们外邦人跟人没有关系的，竟然信耶稣得了这么多的福气呢？
But the Jews were so jealous about the Gentiles receive the same blessings from God.
那嫉妒就引起竞争心理，我要得的比你更多恩典。
And because of jealousy, so they want to compete and intending to receive more blessings.
我也来信耶稣。
And I also want to believe in Christ.
这个是神的计划。
And this is the plan of God.
犹太人不信，混成外邦去。
Due to the disbelief and the rejection of the Jews, the gospel was spread to the Gentiles.
外邦信耶稣得好多恩典。
And after the Gentiles received the gospel, and they also had a lot of blessings.
犹太人是一个很大的刺激。
And it provoked the Jews.
他们会思考为什么信耶稣能得这么多恩典。
They began to meditate why those who believe in Christ would receive so many blessings.
难道他们所信耶稣真的就是弥赛亚吗？
And is Jesus Christ the Messiah?
我要去信耶稣，我要得了恩典，并且跟他，因为我们本来是神亚伯兰祖孙呢。
So we want to believe in Christ since we are the descendants of Abraham. We are more, we are also entitled for this.
这一段圣经是从申命记三十二章那边来的。
And this passage was quoted.From Deuteronomy chapter 32, verse 21.
申命记三十二章二十一节。
Let's refer to Deuteronomy chapter 32, verse 21.
申命记三十二章二十一节。
Deuteronomy chapter 32, verse 21.
他们以那不算为神的触动我的愤恨，以西湖的神惹了我的怒气，我要以那不成主民的触动他们的愤恨，以愚昧的国民。惹了他们的怒气啊！这里他们是讲以色列人。
And here, it refers to the Jews.
以色列人拜偶像啊，以偶像做丈夫做依靠，所以就触动神的愤恨。这个愤言的意思是说嫉妒。
They have provoked me to jealousy by what's not God. They have moved me to anger by their foolish idols.
神跟以色列有夫妻关系。
The relationship between God and the Israelites are like husband and wife.
夫妻住在爱树独占的，不能跟别人分享的。
And the love of husband and wife cannot be interfered by the other.
夫妻爱是嫉妒的爱。
And the love of husband and wife is the love of jealousy.
我们家的孩子到隔壁去，隔壁人看到你还能可爱抱着亲，你很高兴。
If your child, if a child is loved by your neighbor, you will feel very happy about it.
如果你的太太到邻居，邻居个野男人把她抱着亲，你恐怕笑不出来。
If your wife is kissed by another man, you may not feel happy about it.
夫妻两个人爱是独占的，不能跟别人分享的。
The love of husband and wife is the love of jealousy and cannot be interfered by the third party.
假如这两个人出现，叫做一个异性进来，两个人一定会开始吵架。
If any of the party has an affair with the third party, and that will be in chaos.
神跟以色列有夫妻关系，以色列去拜偶像，等于是用偶像做依靠做丈夫，神就嫉妒了。
By the same token, as I just said, when the Israelites turn to idol, it's just like they have an affair with the third party.
以色列因为用偶像做神做依靠做丈夫，所以就让神嫉妒。
This provoked the jealousy of God.
以西乎的神惹了神的怒气，神也要用那不成主民的外邦人触动以色列人愤恨，就是嫉妒。用一面的国民就外邦人惹了他们的怒气，这就是说，既然以色列人拜偶像。
Therefore, stated in the second portion, since the Israelites turned to idols,
以偶像为依靠，为丈夫
and they rely on idols, just they have an affair with the third party.
这个属灵淫乱。
So this is the spiritual adultery.
神就嫉妒。
And God jealous.
那神拣了外邦人，让外邦人得到很多的福气。
So God will choose a Gentile, and give them all the blessings.
用这个来主动他们的嫉妒啊，训练出的嫉妒。
And it says here that I will provoke them to jealousy by those who are not a nation. I will move them to anger by a foolish nation.
所以外邦不信耶稣，哎，这个犹太人不信耶稣。
The Jews refused to believe in Jesus.
保罗一直往外邦传福音。
So Paul kept on preaching to the Gentiles.
那外邦的很多人信耶稣，得了好多的恩典。
So many of the Gentiles believe in Christ and receive a lot of blessings.
借着这个来促进犹太人醒悟过来信耶稣。
And through this, Christ, God tried to provoke the Jews to believe in Christ.
这个是神的计划。
This is the plan of God.A plan of God.
保罗想到神这个计划的时候，他就得了安慰。
So when Paul meditated about and pondered over the plan of God, and he was comforted.
他的同胞虽然现在不信耶稣，但是还是有希望的。
Although his kinsmen still reject Christ, they still have hope.
十一章就继续发挥这个观念。
And chapter 11 continued to elaborate this concept.
我们正在看到这个二十节。
Let's refer to Romans chapter 10, verse 20.
又有以赛亚放胆说，没有寻找我的，我叫他们遇见；没有仰慕我的，我向他们显现。这里说，没有寻找我的，没有仰慕我的，是讲外邦人。
I was found by those who did not seek me. I was made manifest to those who did not ask for me. And it refers to the Gentiles.
外邦本来不认识神，不懂得寻找神，也不懂防护神。但是魂传给他们以后，他们懂得来找神，懂得来防护神。
The Gentiles did not know how to seek for God, and they did not ask for God. After the gospel had preached to them, now they know how to seek for God.
二十一节，注意说的人，他说：“我整天伸手招呼那悖逆。”顶嘴的百姓啊，神整天招呼那个悖逆的百姓。
But to Israel, he says, all day long I've stretched out my hands to a disobedient and contrary people.
虽然以色列人藏了硬心拒绝福音，但神还是怜悯，还是继续不断要招他们回头。
Although the Israelites have hardened heart to reject Christ, still God stretched out His hands to reach them.
那我们现在看到第十一章。
Let's continue.
第十一章。
Let's continue chapter 11.
第十一章很长，分成五段。
Chapter 11 is rather lengthy, and it is divided into five sections.
第一段是一节到十二节，神必拣选以色列中的一数。
The first section is from verse 1 to 12. God will elect the remnant of the Israelites.
第一小段是一节到六节，神必恩待一数。
The first subsection is from verse 1 to 6. God will have grace on the remnant.
看第一节。
Let's read verse 1.
我岂说神弃绝了他的百姓吗？当然没有，因为我是以色列人。前面谈到以色列硬心，所以就想到是不是神弃绝百姓，他没有啊。
As we just mentioned about the hardened heart of the Israelites. So continuously, Paul said that has God cast away His people?
保罗说，我是以色列人呢。
And I am also one of the Jews.
我是亚伯拉罕后裔。
And I am also the descendant of Abraham.
我是便利民支派的人。
And I am of the tribe of Benjamin.
我有很纯的希伯来血统。
And I am the pure breed.
那我也是本来也是不信耶稣的。
I also disbelieve in Christ.
我甚至逼迫教会。
I even persecuted the churches.
但神是怜悯我。
God has mercy upon me.
他以自己的经历来了解神的爱是这么大。
He used his personal experiences to discover how great God's love is.
以色列人这么硬心不信耶稣，有一天神还会拣选他们。
Although the hardened heart of Israelites, God will still choose them.
看第二节。
Let's read verse 6.
神并没有弃绝他一生所住的百姓，你们岂不知晓得经上论到以利亚是怎么说的呢？他在神面前怎样控告以色列人呢？这里谈到神没有弃绝一生住到的百姓。
God has not cast away his people whom he foreknew.
一生住到就一生，一生决定就预定，一生预定这两句。 这两个民族在罗马书里面出现几个地方。
He predestined his people. This mentioned twice in the book of Romans.
我们被拣选在创世以前所预定的。
We were predestined by God to be saved.
神不但预定，而且神预知什么时候我们这个人会出现，然后神就要拣选我们。
God predestines and also foreknew when we will be saved.
以色列人也是有神要拣选的人。就是神预先所住在的人，神并没有弃绝他。
And God, God also had elected some of the Israelites to be saved. He also foreknew.
那以利亚怎么控告以色列人呢
？And how did Elijah accuse the Israelites?
看第三节。
Let's read verse 3.
主啊，他们杀了你的先祖，拆了你的祭坛，诅咒我一个人，他们还要寻索我的命。第四节
，Verse four，
神的话，神的回话是怎么说的呢？他说：“我为自己留下七千人，是未曾向巴力屈膝的。”第五节
，Verse five，
如今也是这样，照着前的恩典，还有所留的仪式啊，这边就。谈到以利亚向神控告以色列人
，and in here it mentions about Elijah charge against charge on the Israelites.
说以色列人杀掉先知，又毁掉神的祭坛。
And he said they have killed your prophets and torn down your altars.
主剩我一个
，and I alone am left.
这个主剩我一个不是说全部杀光，剩下我一个还活的，不是这个意思。
It doesn't mean that in all the prophets were killed, he was only one left behind.
而说以色列全部拜偶像祭，只有我一个来侍奉你了。
It means that all the Israelites turned to idols. I'm the only one serving you.
他们还想杀我。
And yet they seek my life.
假如我被烧，都没有人侍奉你了。
If I was killed, then no one will serve you.
神怎么回答呢
？And how did God?
我为自己留下七千个还没有拜偶像。
I've reserved for myself 7,000 men who have not bowed the knee to Baal.
你以为只有你在侍奉我吗
？Did you only thought you thought that you are the only person serving me?
你以为大家都拜偶像吗
You thought that everyone turned to idol.
我为自己保留七千个是没有拜偶像的。
But I've reserved for myself 7,000 men who have not bowed the knee to Baal.
这个就以利亚心态。
And this is the attitude of Prophet Elijah.
有的人很热心来聚会敬拜神。
Some people were very zealous in worshiping God.
也热心参与圣工。
They also participated in the church works.
也跟乐意的常常奉献。
And they also contributed.
然后他向神祷告
，and he prayed to the Lord。
现在这个教快完了
，and this church is almost coming to the end。
大家都不来聚会了
，and nobody comes to worship。
大家不参与圣工了
，and nobody participated in the church work。
也不奉献了
，and no contribution。
神啊，只有我这样热心虔诚敬拜你。
And Lord, I'm the only person so zealous and I worship you so diligently and faithfully。
你不管叫他们，就真的要关门了。你不管教他们了，这个教就关门了。
If you don't chastise them, and this church will be closed down.
就以利亚心态。
This is the attitude of Prophet Elijah.
有的人热心侍奉主没有错，但他以为只有他一个在侍奉，其他都没有。
And someone feel that he's the only one zealously serving the Lord, but not the others.
难道他们在奉献，他们在送功需要向你报告吗
？Do they have to report to you every time? Are they contribute?
你以为大家没有，只有你在做，其实很多人在默默的工作，默默奉献，你不知道。
A lot of people serving the Lord, secretly, and they don't make themselves known to the others.
但神知道。
But God knows.
所以神提醒以利亚，有七千个是我保留他们，没有拜偶像的。
So God reminded Elijah that I reserve for myself 7,000 men who have not bowed the knee to Baal.
那保罗为什么讲这个呢
？And why Paul quoted this statement?
我们看第五节。
Let's read verse five.
如今也是这样，如今讲属主时代，属主时代也是这样。
Even so then, and this refers to the apostolic period.
照着前的恩典，还有所留余数。
At this present time, there is a remnant according to the election of grace.
以利亚的时代有七千个没有拜偶像，神保留的余数。
And during the Elijah time, 7,000 were reserved
这里耶稣神所拣选的人，他们没有拜偶像。
This is the election of God, and they did not worship idols.
他属于耶稣一样，现在还有。 这个神所留的遗数是神要拣选的人。
And during apostolic time, there's also a remnant according to the election of grace.
每个时代都有遗数。
And during every time, every period, that is a remnant.
挪亚的时代，树就充满罪恶，神用洪水毁灭，但是保守挪亚一家人没有被毁，就是那时候遗数。
During the Noah's time, everybody was so corrupted, and yet God has reserved the family of Noah, so they will not perish.
那保罗想到以利亚的时代，神说他为其保留七千个，就想到。 那时候有七千个遗树没有拜偶像属于神的，现在属灵时代遗树一样，有神所留的遗树，有一天他们会信主。
So the incident of the Elijah time reminded Paul that God also reserved the remnant during the apostolic time, so they can be elected. So they will be elected.
第六节,
Verse 6.
基督出于恩典就不做行为，不然恩典就不说恩典了，因为是恩典，所以跟行为没有关系。
So if by grace, there's no longer of works.
这个是保罗在罗马书一再强调观念，因信称义，不如因行为。
So Paul always emphasized in the epistle to the Romans, which is a justification of faith, not the justification by works.
好，那我们今天早上就到这告一段落。We conclude
this morning's sermon.
我们下午再继续看下面的。We
continue to study the rest of chapter 11 this afternoon.
唱诗286首。
Let's sing hymn 286. 再请唱第一节 Let's continue to sing verse 4
The gospel bells sung in truth As they echo far and far Turn to hills of earth and father To a savior, to a savior
Please be seated.
我们现在祷告时候，假如你需要接受传道，真的是按所帮助祷告，就到前面来。
I'm going to pray now. If you want a minister's laying hand on you, please come to the front of the podium.
我们神是全知的神，他知道你的需要，你的困难。
God is omniscient. He knows your problem.
他也是全能的神，他能够解决我们一切的困难。
He's omnipotent and he can resolve our problems.
他也是慈悲的神，他愿意听我们的祷告。
God is merciful. He will listen to our prayer.
所以我们要相信神的。除爱神的全能
we should believe in the power of God and also His mercy.
凭信心迫切祷告
and we pray to the Lord with faith.
我们就得到我们所需要的
and then we'll receive what we request.
现在一起祷告
Now let's all pray together one accord.